This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Aloha, I'm Brandi Nalani McDougall, author of The Salt Wind, Kamakani Pa'akai, and Aina Hanau Birthlands, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of May. I hope that you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
This is Panina Ava Taisali reading What Kind of Times Are These? 2. Virus sets fire after fire, blazing the eco of the monarch trees kissing the clouds. The root of eco means home, home once knew and grew alongside of ancient sequoias who mediated sun and rain and song. But the children disappear somewhere. In the forest, forever scorched, virus asks, what matters? The children nickname the cage, the freezer, lay on freezing floors, try to sleep on concrete when the children cannot be human. 3. It is not over. Border control pulled the children out of their parents' arms. Children stolen for private prisons to boom. 7 indigenous children died inside the prisons. ACLU reunited a few families. It is not over. The parents are looking for them, year after year looking for them. Who counts the missing? Reporters fail to find a paper trail. No database to count the disappeared in America. Yesterday's news, no longer newsworthy, but they have stories, real cliffhangers. The child no longer remembers her eyes, not even grandmothers or grandfathers or big sisters or brothers or cousins. Lungs of sorrow catch the morning molecules fueling virus. 4. The children laugh at us. The children hear what we will not. They ask me, Auntie, can't you hear that? What about now, now? Can you hear the fiesta near those old woods by the old meeting house? We can hear those ghosts singing and dancing for Maria, the great-great-niece of Uncle Lucas. She is about to walk, graduating with honors from UC Hastings College of Law in the heart of the Tenderloin in immigration law. Her parents lived to see her walk. Listen to her words. 40 years ago, her parents crossed the Rio Grande before sunrise, but in those days on the side of mercy, the others knew, brought the people water, food, blankets, and a change of clothes. What if our children made it to their 13th birthday? Were they not born to dream? A lawyer, or a judge, or a chef, or a poet. The children could have dreamed to celebrate with Maria, to see her walk so the ancestors could live. Maybe the children dream that old revolutionary road unblocking the path to that old meeting house in the woods. There was once a path to make it, to give back. About this poem's original title was When, as in When Will the Children Be Reunited with Their Families. The poem has 10 parts altogether. I've used experimental forms to try to speak to the humanitarian crisis at our borders, how some Americans react with cruelty to those fleeing from harm. I wrote this poem a few days after the 2020 election. I wanted to mail the poem to President Biden in hopes that he would do everything he could to reunite the families. The poem is in some ways written like a documentary poem.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day and, if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.